Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grüns is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Listen, we still waiting to hear on word on Todd Bowles as well. So there could be 8 firings. We knew that there would be at least 7, and now comes this. I don't necessarily. It's not shocking. I mean, you know, once that report came out about Lamar Jackson sleeping in meetings, you know that was coming from internally, and there are reports out of Baltimore that supposedly John Harbaugh lost the locker room and, you know, there was a big disconnect somewhere along the line. And I think that has to do more with coach and quarterback kind of relationship. And to me, Steve Bisciotti picked the quarterback over the coach because the coach has been there for 18 years.
It's also easier to get rid of a coach than it is a quarterback.
It is. And you pay the coach out. He's got 2 more years left on his contract. So, you know, maybe John Harbaugh wants to take a year off, kind of like Mike Vrabel did if he wanted to.
Doesn't sound like it. The insiders yesterday were saying he wants to jump right back in.
Right. So, and the reason you'd want to jump right back in is because there are a couple very, very interesting job opportunities for him. Now, I would think he'd want to get away from the AFC. So that means Jackson Dart and the New York Giants, East Coast. He would be perfect for the New York Giants. By the way, Kevin Stefanski is perfect for the New York Giants. Yeah. If you told me that either one of them got the job, I would be really, really happy for Giant fans. And I would say, you guys got yourself real professionals. Now, remember, John Harbaugh has the special teams background. And he would be more, I think, of the CEO type of head coach that would bring in strong coordinators both on offense and defense. And I'm sure he probably has some people in mind already, much like Kevin Stefanski has in mind already. So either one of those guys would be great for the Giants. And quite frankly, either one of those guys would be great for any of these openings. And the question is really, you know, how far and how long are the Giants willing to go with a contract offer? Because, you know, these agents are going to be using this as leverage against every other single team out there. And by the way, I'm going to throw this out there. If I were the Jets and these two guys are available, I would seriously consider it. And by the way,
neither one of those guys are going to go to the Jets.
There has been a team that has contacted, I believe, Harbaugh.
But still has a coach.
That still has a coach. And that leads me to believe that, you know, who is that team? I would think that team could be Tampa Bay. But I don't know that that's pure speculation on my part. But, yeah, so the firing does not come as a surprise because we all talked about either he or Tomlin being available after what happened on, you know, on Sunday night.
Yeah, and there's no way. I mean, I know that on paper or just normal logic, you would say, hey, if you could get John Harbaugh or Kevin Stefanski, these two guys you didn't know were going to be available, and you're keeping Aaron Glenn, well, now change your mind, get rid of Aaron Glenn, and bring these two guys in. It is a complete impossibility for a couple of reasons. First off, Kevin Stefanski and John Harbaugh have much better options than the New York Jets to work for. Rosters, teams, owners, they're going to have their pick 1 and 2. The Jets are going to be way down that list. Even with the Raiders and the Cardinals and the Browns on that list, the Jets are going to be either last or second to last. And the other part of it is both these guys, because they're going to be in demand as 1 and 2 as the top candidates this year, along with maybe Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator of the LA Chargers, is that they're going to command a very big salary. And John Harbaugh was making a lot of money in Baltimore. He's going to be making a lot of money in this next job. And if you think Woody Johnson's going to pay off Aaron Glenn, who's certainly not going to get a head coaching job, to offset that money next year, and then pay John Harbaugh $15, $20 million a year, whatever the hell he's going to get, you're nuts. Jets are stuck with Aaron Glenn, and you got to deal with it.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
I just said, I you know, I was just saying that in a perfect world, this is what would happen. I wasn't saying it's going to happen.
You're not the only one, though. I heard that yesterday.
I heard that
all day long about, oh, well, now you got to fire Aaron Glenn and go get John Harbaugh. You think John Harbaugh is going to go anywhere near the Jets? I mean, like, John Harbaugh, he wouldn't even get close to that building.
To me, it seems like, you know, the Giants are the perfect fit.
Yeah.
Now, there's obviously, you know, all sorts of possibilities. The thing about the Giant job that makes it really attractive is Jackson Dart. That's the one thing that every coach needs. Every coach wants. They have to have the quarterback. And I would think that John Harbaugh and Kevin Stefanski would love nothing more than to be standing on the sideline as the head coach of the Giants. Again, you know, everybody's assuming all these guys want to go diving back in. And I assume that too as well. And maybe Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, understands that as well, that he would have the last 2 years of John Harbaugh's contract picked up by somebody else.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, you would imagine that, and the Harbaughs are guys that work, and him taking a year off would surprise me, especially with a couple of attractive jobs out there. But, you know, and also another thing about the Jets and the Giants fans that, you know, I'm hearing yesterday is any nitpicking of these two guys. Now, I know there's no perfect head coach out there. There's no perfect head coach. But any nitpicking of Stefanski.
Mike Vrabel was a perfect head coach.
But he wasn't, because he was also fired. No, right, Titans.
He was the perfect head coach for the Patriots. It was a no-brainer.
Right.
This is kind of like how I feel about either one of these two coaches for the Giants. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Let
me finish the point here.
Okay.
So there's no such thing as a perfect head coach out there. There may be great fits for great places, but anybody who's a Jet or Giant fan that is nitpicking these guys, stop. After all the slop that you have had to get one of these two guys in Stefanski and Harbaugh to settle down all the noise and the nonsense in these franchises is 100% home run 10 times out of 10. So if I hear anybody, you know, bringing it, well, Kevin Stefanski, this quarterback and that quarterback, and all his wins were in the beginning of his tenure, or John Harbaugh lost these playoff games. What have you guys done? Your coaches have been horrible. These are the two worst franchises in football outside of the Cleveland Browns. So if you're going to, well, John Harbaugh goes to the playoffs every year, but he gets, you know, he loses games. Ah, where have we been? I mean, John Harbaugh wins more games in a regular season than the Jets and Giants combined.
That's exactly right.
So stop nitpicking any of that stuff.
I wouldn't nitpick any of it for either one of these two guys. These are the exact type of guys, to me anyway, that the Giants need desperately. Their fans want credibility. And credibility is often brought to you by the head coach first and foremost.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when I thought of I was thinking about all the different coaches that the Giants have brought in here. Initially, there was credibility with each guy that they brought in. You know, when Brian Daboll came in, he was celebrated because of what they did in Buffalo with Josh Allen. And quite frankly, he had his playoff year and coach of the year in his first year here. And that was credibility that Giant fans could get behind. They were really looking forward to years 2, 3, 4, and 5 under Brian Daboll. And then, of course, Daniel Jones gets hurt. What happens? Boom, the whole thing goes south. Yeah. You know, I think if Brian Daboll would have had the Aaron Glenn year, the first year, and then drafted, you know, Jackson Dart, he'd still be here.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of timing how things laid out for him. And unfortunately for him, he loses a job. And now the next guy coming in here is going to inherit yeah, a team with really some good young players. I think it's one of the reasons why Shane is staying here, because when you listen to the, you know, the noise coming out of the building over there, they like their young players. They like what Joe Shane has done here. You could argue that until the cows come home, he's not going anywhere. Now the question is, how much power does Joe Shane have?
Yeah, I mean, this is a big part of it. And how much does John Harbaugh want to make sure that Joe Shane isn't the guy in the building who's going to be telling him what to do? That is a big part of it. And if I'm Joe Shane, the best way to have job security and stay there with the New York Giants is hiring the best head coach and making sure you can work with him and not being afraid of someone like John Harbaugh coming into the building and it being John Harbaugh's building.
I would say, you know, I think Baltimore has one of the best front offices in football. Cleveland has one of the worst front offices in football, although they did have a great draft this past year. It's just that they can't get the quarterback thing right in Cleveland for whatever reason. All right, so I think both of these coaches, you know, for Harbaugh, leaving after 18 years was probably a hard thing to do, but ultimately, he, like any one of us, sometimes needs a new direction, needs a new opportunity, needs a new challenge. He is an extremely competitive guy. He is about as as competitive as there is on the sideline in the NFL. And I would say the same thing about Kevin Stefanski. Don't get me wrong. It's just that Harbaugh has been in the AFC North for so long, going against the Steelers, the Browns, the Bengals, and those games have been wars. You know, if I'm like Joe Burrow, I am happy today.
Oh, sure.
That John Harbaugh is gone.
Well, I thought maybe the Steelers, if they, you know, the front office and ownership there were thinking about maybe moving on from Mike Tomlin, that this would actually make them want to keep him because now the Ravens, you don't know what they're going to be. And like all of a sudden, you know, Mike Tomlin just seems like more of an attractive head coach when John Harbaugh's out of there. But I also don't disagree with them going in a different direction.
Right. After 18 years, it happens. It happens to Bill Belichick and New England. It happens to everybody. Here's the thing. I want a guy, if I'm a Giant fan, that is going to be one competitive SOB standing on that sideline. I want a guy walking in there that first day of practice with the entire team saying, here is my plan, here are my expectations, and here's what I expect from all of us in this room to get the Giants back to where they belong. And that's at a championship level. And the first thing we got to do is win our division. And I mean, I could see him going down the board and talking about each of these teams that they're going to end up having to play twice a year. And with the intensity that he has, and I would say Stefanski the same thing, by the way. By the way, they are carbon copies of each other in a certain way, with the exception of Stefanski actually worked on the defensive side of the ball as well. He's known as an offensive guy. But I think both of them bring a competitive and an intensity to the head coaching position and the nuance of leadership and dealing with the media that the Giants can't pass up on one of these two guys.
Yeah, oh, absolutely not. And you hope that they get one of them. The fact that it is an attractive job, for sure. It would be the first time since, I guess, Tom Coughlin took the Giants job that you would have a guy step in and instantly have that credibility because he's done it before.
And remember, it took him a couple of years to get it going.
True, but I mean, you weren't questioning Tom Coughlin and the things he was saying. We didn't know about these other guys. You know, you could go back to Bill Parcells if you want. I mean, obviously, his resume coming into the Jets was so big and so great. If you want to compare that to John Harbaugh, but I don't want to dismiss Tom Coughlin, but there's been so many of these guys we have no idea, including Rex Ryan, who ended up being great, but we didn't know what the hell Rex Ryan was going to be as a head coach. This is the first time that we know that this guy ran a program that worked.
But we know one thing about Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan won the press conference. Adam Gase didn't.
Well, of course.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know if Aaron Glenn came off, you know, very aggressive and very confident. So I would say maybe his opening press conference, he won it. And I think there was a sympathetic hope that he was going to be a great leader for the Jets just simply because he was a former player and he was here in some of the worst years and some of the best years. So he has seen a little bit of everything. Plus, he wanted the Jet job and nobody else did.
Right.
So, and as Todd McShay said, you know, if I am a player coming out, tell the Jets I don't want to go there. Oh boy, not great. But anyway, to get back to this Giant thing, I'm telling you right now, it is it is incumbent upon the New York Giants to hire one of these two guys. John Harbaugh would be number one for me. Kevin Stefanski now would be number two. If John Harbaugh still had a job, Kevin Stefanski would have been number one for me.
I don't think that gap is that big between Harbaugh and Stefanski. I like Stefanski a lot, and I would be happy with, extremely happy with both. Want Harbaugh a little bit more. The only, and I am not nitpicking, the only thing that I want to know is which offensive coordinator is going to come with John Harbaugh. Because if there's one thing just looking ahead, and I'm not talking about the playoff losses or any of that, but looking ahead to building a staff, is he's gone through a lot of offensive coordinators and guys that have
different types of quarterbacks. And he's had two major quarterbacks that are completely different from each other. And one, well, he won one Super Bowl with Joe Flacco and he went to the playoffs with an MVP and Lamar Jackson, in which he created a whole different type of offense and recognized that.
Yeah, but like these guys weren't leaving for other jobs, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
but I think what they have here with Jackson Dart is they got, I'm telling you, they have a 100% quarterback. He can do anything. He can run any offense. He can be a part of the running game. He can do the RPO thing if you want to do some of that. He could do, you know, standing back in the pocket. You want to put a fullback in the game and you want to play with a traditional style of offense. He could do that. I mean, I think the sky's the limit for the kid. I really do. As long as he continues to buy in and really wants to become the leader and wants to become the next version of Eli Manning. Meaning winning Super Bowls here. And he could do that if he pays attention and he buys in. And the good news is that for whatever coach is coming in here, you don't have a limited offense is what I'm saying.
Well, maybe the Giants could get the most sought-after offensive coordinator this offseason.
Would that be Cliff Kingsbury?
No, Brian Daboll.
Brian Daboll, yeah.
You know what? And, of course, I'm joking, but that actually happened in Denver.
Where I know, yeah.
Vance Joseph was the head coach. He came back to be, not the next year. There was some time in between, yes. But he came back to be the defensive coordinator, which was fascinating. So I think this is going to move fast, and who knows? I mean, this is crazy. I mean, we all are just assuming at this point that John Harbaugh and the Giants are going to meet quick and there's going to be a deal. There's so many factors that are involved, the Joe Shane factor,
well, the salary, it's a relationship
all of these
factor,
things.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's got to get one of those two guys.
Just saying, if I think John Mara is still able to make decisions and able to think things through. I don't know if the Tisch family is going to have a little bit more say here, or maybe the Koch family will have a little bit more say. They probably don't have any say, but if you look at it from a perception standpoint, a PR standpoint, a season ticket holder standpoint, the Giants are sitting on something that could be so explosive next year. They could be the Bears and the Patriots of this year. Wow. They can actually do that. But first things first, get that guy that everybody in Giants Nation wants as the head coach and all of a sudden feels really, really good about it.